Blog Talk Radio.
Fuck it, we all rich. I ain't tryna have babies right now, so we fuck with a rubber, but I got a raw bitch. Know this money bring Evie, you probably won't beat me, but bro, we can't be about no small shit. Overseas got a crowd doing mosh pit. Can't believe that I'm still in an apartment. Businessman went and got me in office. Me and Dollar deals, I get them often. Me and Dollar was serving on Spawn Street. Holla G, he gon' stay with the chopstick. I got raw, that shit made me a monster. Evie, she know this my sister, my mama. Now they houses as big as they want them. I didn't run out no motherfucking commas. Look at Lil Donna. Living like we in a race. I might come in first and second, but I won't ever be last. Lately I've been in my bag. Bro told me don't take my foot off the gas. They give you an inch, gonna take you a mile. I'ma shoot by myself like a 10 for 5. City to city, got girls going wild. And I reach for my chain when I jump in the crowd. Lambo solo, got a squad. We finally made it, let's pop us a bottle. I took the lead and let everyone follow. They know I'm running it right to the bank. They want me to ease up, I didn't leave them any bleeding room. Sorry, I told them I can't. Heard you were at, so you know what's gonna happen. Whenever we catch you, I run with them straight. Keep all the moves I've been making. By the time I get 40, I gotta be one of them greats. Watch how I move with this paper. I know if I stoop up one time, they gon' try to come take it. Real as it getting, these niggas be faking. I don't want they vibes, so they hand ain't shaking. She on that 42 straight with no chaser. I'm trying to get out of here and go taste it. Yeah, my diamonds be VV. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beaches, you hearing me. I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be VV. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beaches, you hearing me. I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. Wake up every day, somebody harassing me. I got rich, they need money, they asking me. I was sitting in jail, they look out for me. Ones who need me, don't stay, ones who doubted me. I been handling my own, they can vouch for me. They'll wait down with me, know that she proud of me. Turn the heat up, ain't nobody hot as me. Everywhere dollars be, that's how I gotta be. I didn't gave her the word, now she not leaving. Say she love me to death, told her stop breathing. He try to do what I do, but we not even. I want all of the beef, I am not vegan. Boy, you said it was smoke, niggas stop speaking. Vince the door, drop the top, I can't stop speeding. Trying to see if this bitch hit the top speed. Hit a bitch from the back, have a knock. Call me baby ho, I control the rock. If the rap slow, I control the block. Yeah, I'm really it, and you niggas not. Got a couple coups, I can draw the top. I done made it, nigga, all these digits coming in. I'm saving for the bigger picture. No one day I need them, might as well get used to me. My biggest fear is ending up a used to be. Yeah, my diamonds be VV. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beaches, you hearing me. I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be VV. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I done paid all my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beaches, you hearing me. I just pray that my kids be a bigger me. They can't get rid of me.
It's for real here?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Neptune's presents the call.
Alright, cool.
I was just frozen. You know I
you sneak and look at me, and girl, I love it. Then you give your other girl a shove, tell her you gon' call her, ask how it was, and she's gon' love it. Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah.
So then we tried.
Sing it slow now, because you weren't used to how fast we touched. We touched.
Then we locked eyes.
And I knew I wasn't there, and I was gonna tear your ass up.
Your ass
I know up. That I'm carrying on. Never mind if I'm showing off. I was just frozen.
You know I want to stay.
I'm ready to bet it all, unless you don't care at all. But you know I want you.
I want you.
You should stop fronting, babe. Oh.
We got another. Was brought up, I would act all nonchalant in front of an audience like you was just another shorty. I put the naughty on, but truth be told, you threw me for a loop this hole. I'm too old to be frontin' when I'm feeling, then feeling, acting like you ain't appealing when you are, feeling like you ain't my only girl when you are. I'm ready to stop when you are.
That means, yep, you guessed it, it's a drip the mic day. The author Hezzy and God is Love going up on a Tuesday like it's a Friday. Two literary prodigies, these scholars be so talented, they can write a novel about water and still entertain a nice tray. No filters tonight, they might say bright day inducing diatribes that could make a life change. If you ain't gang and don't hang with the Office Lounge on Tuesday, you might want to rearrange how you prioritize things. This is family, man. The Author's Lounge, maintained by overstanding what's understood so the unnecessary doesn't have to be explained. The pilot and co-pilot flying this plane, entertains by unleashing verbal positive cargo as if it's carried by a train nonstop through your earlobes all the way in until it reaches the creative portion of your brain. Drip the mic is going to the top, high like we just copped a whole pound of the best strain, conducting top interviews and use our platform to help those who choose to network and idea exchange. This is 2 hours of insane vibes. The Archer's Lounge goes live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central and 7 p.m. Eastern. Guess what? We can be heard worldwide. You know, I sit back like watching Hezzy quarterback like he come with the content and the God is Love catches the ball like running it up the side. Drip the Mic presents the Author's Lounge. Stick around so we can drop that sound that up until inception, you and others have been denied. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear those hands collide, and please help myself and the Drip the Mic Network welcome the Author's Lounge with your host, the author Hezzy, and co-host God is Love in the building. Let's get it. Yo, is this thing on? Is this thing on? Is we in the building?
We are in the building.
All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. The Drifter Mike presents the Author's Lounge. Now, the only reason I've got to make sure that I talk first is because I have to throw a disclaimer in here that I'm kind of sitting in for Hezzy, so I'm sorry to disappoint those. I think he's going to be in and out, but he has some things that with family that he has to tend to. So we just want to send him our prayers. I think he might be around, but I think he's going to be in and out. So if we hear from him, yes. But if not, you guys understand. But I am going to be sitting in for him along with God is Love. And I go by the name of Aziz, the pulmonologist, by the way. So.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to thank you all for coming in. God is Love, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Yeah,
and, today is our weekend. So how was your weekend?
Right.
My weekend ain't changed. Well, last week I had to change, but this weekend. Oh, you know what? I'm lying. I did do something this weekend. I went to the state fair in Raleigh. That's where
I went.
I took my son to the state fair. Yes. And it was so many people there. It was like a damn near 45-minute walk from the parking lot just to get to the fairgrounds. It was ridiculous, but that's what I did this weekend.
But if they had a scary house, it was all worth it. As long as they had a scary house.
No, they did not have no scary house.
Oh, see, that was bullshit then. That was bullshit. What is a fair without a scary house? Something like a Jason, somebody got to have one like a Jason mask or some shit like that. I mean, you had
some people who was looking scary, but I think that was their regular look.
Oh no, that is crazy. So look here, y'all. Again, we want to thank y'all for taking the time out and spending it with the Author's Lounge this evening. We have a very exciting show. Now, this is normally, I guess we could call it author-centric type of show. But from what I'm understanding, we got poets in the house. And what more of a fitting show for me to have to step in and help host than a poetry show? We'll come in, and if the show is not necessarily about the poetry of the poet, if it's just about a book, we'll come in and that poet has to spit. You're not coming to the Drip the Mic Network and it has anything to do with poetry and you're not going to spit. That's just how it works, you know. So this is kind of right. This kind of just feeds right into our hands. So this is perfect. This is perfect. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening online or in any type of other way than on the phone and you want to speak, whether you want to speak now or you decide that you want to speak later, please pick up the phone and dial that number. That number is 646-378-0355. And since this is, a poetry-centric type of show, press one to drip. You know what I mean? Of course, we want you to have questions for our esteemed guests this evening, but that costs. That costs, and that's going to cost you a piece to do that. So be prepared. I see some people online, and, oh, I know who you are. Don't even think you're coming through here without spitting. Yeah, oh, I know who you are. I know who you people are. And you laughing right now because you know I know who you are. So you will be spitting when you come through. But, again, without further ado, are we ready to get to our first guest?
Yes, we are.
All right. So this is my little sister right here. I'm very proud of her. So I'm going to go ahead. You know, she's pretty accomplished. She pretty much knows where she's going, and she knows what she wants. So to read her bio, I'm going to try my best to read it on some smooth shit. If I if I stutter and you know all that shit, so what? Y'all know my point. But ladies and gentlemen, we have in the building today, we have Miss Tila Shell. And Tila Shell was born in Oklahoma City, raised in Joliet, Illinois, from the age of 5. Tila Shell Coleman embraced the arts and culture at a young age. In later years, she was introduced to the literature from Langston Hughes, at Edna St. Vincent, Millay, Lord Byron, Nikki Giovanni, one of my favorites, and Zora Neale Hurston. She listened to musicians from Duke Ellington, Count Basie, George Duke, Prince, Anita Baker, and David Sanborn, just to name a few. Now, for over a decade, Tila Shell has developed relationships and worldwide connections among the poetry community and studied the many ways she could not only participate but help promote and drive audiences to the poetry community that she loves and serves. However, in November 2015, she will be devastated by the loss of her husband. Definitely a shout-out and rest RP to the husband, Sean. To cope, she took part in collaborations of short stories for the publications Loving and Living After Tragedy, where she tells the story of meeting and losing her husband and the lessons learned. Tila Shell now lives with her family in Oklahoma City. She utilizes her talents and skills to continue supporting the culture as a graphic designer, promotional marketer, radio personality, Dane Devereaux editor, artist, development coach, and content creator. Her favorite quotes are, "Be a voice, not an echo," Albert Einstein. And imitation is the sincerest form of flattery that mediocrity can pay to greatness. Oscar Wilde. Ladies and gentlemen, bringing to the Drip the Mic platform on the Author's Lounge, we have T. Lachelle in the building.
Hey.
Yo.
Hey. Welcome. What's going on, people? Hey, Aziz. Hey, guys. Love. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm behaving.
Sis, what's happening?
All right, welcome to the show. This is the show that you can come on and misbehave, though. So you don't got to be here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. We're about to act
when you behave, so yeah, I got you.
We about to act the fuck up. This is she already know that she wasn't coming here, and we about to have a blast.
I got the duet ready for you, bro.
Now I do believe we have somebody in the building who actually did kind of weasel their way in. They wanted to actually welcome you and say hi as well. Are you here, Carla?
I am. How are you, man?
Hey.
What's up?
Yo, he weaseled his way in.
Now, I told y'all before coming to say. How you not going to be hosting, but you going to call and got questions and want to talk?
Because my guests get upset when I don't come in. So I said, whatever I'm doing, I will pop in. At least tell them.
Hey,
and
you know me and God's love don't always agree, but I agree with her on that one. You know, like me and her don't always agree, but you know, something wrong if I agree with her on that one. She kind of right.
You know, I can't let the guests.
Don't be telling the listeners that. We be agreeing. The only thing we disagree about is when you be coming for First Lady. When you come for her, then you come for me.
See, it ain't been 5 minutes yet.
You can't be telling the listeners, like, you know, like, we be bumping heads and shit, because we don't. You know, I love you. You love me. But don't be coming for the First Lady,
oh, no
okay?
Doubt. Yeah, I know, but they listeners know they should be getting on me about First Lady. So for us to agree, I know that's throwing the listeners for a loop.
Because you be getting on here saying some craziness, and you need to be checked.
Did I say something about her today?
Not yet. We only been on the line 20
okay.
minutes. Not yet.
All right. I'm slipping. Coming. It's coming. Don't worry. It's coming.
I know.
Oh, I got material. Oh, Tila Shell knows. Tila Shell knows.
How
I got material.
I already know.
Miss
Tila Shell, how are you doing tonight? You see, they
damn,
all in our conversation. I can't even ask you a question. it's so nice.
Oh,
it's so nice to finally
now.
Meet
now
you. It's so nice to finally meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Oh my God, so cool. Bro, I'm always cutting up. I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. I already know.
Yeah, you see us step to the side. We're gonna give him this time. Go ahead and we're gonna go ahead and seat your side.
You got 3 minutes.
Okay, I got 3 minutes. So yes, let's see. I'm gonna make it real fast. I enjoy everything. I enjoy watching you do what you do.
Oh.
And I've been following you, so, you know, you're doing big things, and I like that. And, you know, I had to have you on the show. I was like, I got to get on the show.
Put that in a piece.
You know, I'm a menace. You know, I'm a menace when it comes to somebody I want on my show. So I want to thank you for coming on the show and being part of Drift the Mic in the Office Lounge tonight.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure.
And do your thing, girl.
And you say you ain't no poet. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Back to y'all 3 minutes.
Are you good? So, Ms. Bissett, anything you want to ask me? You got, I guess you got a minute and 50 seconds, man. You know how they kept me on the timeline tonight.
Uh-oh. Yeah, because now you're calling in as a guest. On your show. But, yeah, I got you.
I had to raise my hand to talk to you.
You really did.
Well.
That's how family do you, you know? You got to raise your hand.
I still wasn't going to let him in until he inboxed it. I seen his hand raised.
But, yeah, do you have a question? I'm here for it.
I do have a question. So let's let the world know everything that you do and what you're doing. You're doing some big things. So let's keep it moving. Might check back in, see how you're doing. Kick some of that fire poetry you got. I know you got some.
Oh, now you know
that.
Mic.
Yeah, you know. And it's been a minute since I've done it. So, yeah, I'm here for it.
Poetry is coming. Don't you only worry about that.
Let's get the WD-40.
You do your thing.
And you be good to go.
We got the poetry question. You go ahead and pop your whip, pimping.
And I'm gonna step out the way and let AZ, CEO, and Miss God is Love. I love you, girl. Hands
I love
this.
You too,
bro. All right.
Peace.
All right, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the host, regular host of our show, the author Hezzy, in the building just coming in to show some love. All right. So we got the shenanigans out the way. It's like, no, we don't. Mm-hmm. We ain't even got fucking started. Y'all don't even worry. It's coming. But the first thing we want to do is I want to show the people your verbal talents. So you know how we do here. This may be your first time on this show, but you know about Drip the Mic. You lucky, too, that this ain't the first time on. Ooh, she's lucky. To say, oh, gosh, you know you lucky. You know, ooh, ooh, you know you lucky. You dodging a bullet. It's like on you, or like you dodging a bullet, like on some Matrix shit. Damn, you dodging a bullet. But anyway. So with that in mind, I do have a question for you, Ms. T. Lachelle. And that question is, can you make this mic drip?
Absolutely.
The floor is yours.
I have an oldie but a goodie. The piece is called I Am What It Is. These words are not purposed to offend. It is not intended to intimidate. Being a black woman just is. It is not something I chose. It is not something I get to wash away, nor does it have the capability to flow down the drain. It just remains. The fire I carry as a black woman cannot, should not, and will not be contained. We are explosive passion beings, mysteries of the earth. Our bloodline bears life, health, strength. Still mind-boggling science to date, they use our healing DNA as medicine. We've been tested and tortured to rise again. They call us resilient. Despite the fact that we won't die, we replicate, we multiply. We breathe our life force back into our black men, and they in turn plant seeds to transform the multitude of nationalities, encouraging a harvested reality just like mine. We've reached beyond the epidermis. What many call stereotypical poison, we call our melanin, and I stand proud in it. Adorned from head to toe with an armor of honor, my lineage of ladies have nurtured and nourished many a race, culture, creed, and religion from their bosom. And to many like me, they have passed the torch. For years, many people lied to us to muffle our haunting echo. How dare we seek and find our light? How dare we speak and define our strength? How dare we sound off and take pride in ourselves? But we are a picture powerfully painted, painfully pretty and proud. Deny not I, thy crown rest high, forever reign I, but you desire me silently. You want me to speak lower than a hiss, but it's not a secret. Me loving me and telling my truth is not racist. You not wanting me to is, and that's that drip.
Yo, that was that drip. That was that drip. Got it. You want to comment on that piece first?
You should have had the drip going when she got finished.
Man.
That was great. Wow. And you said that's an oldie but goodie. So what you been doing? I know you got some new stuff. That was so dope.
I've been promoting everybody else. I've been focusing on, you know, my community. Not really, you know, it's not about me, honestly. So.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always about pushing others, you know, and encouraging them to stay in it. And so I'm still here. It's just I haven't been able to exercise my pen lately.
Listen, you know, you got to take some time out to do that, honey, because that was so dope. You know, people got to hear that. You can help people, too.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I agree. I agree. You definitely have a voice. Could you go over that part, how dare we?
Absolutely. How dare we seek and find our light? How dare we speak and define our strength? How dare we sound off and take pride in ourselves, but we are a picture powerfully painted, painfully pretty and proud.
Yeah, I thought that was the part that definitely stuck out to me because when we talk about, as you so eloquently did in that piece, when we talk about being proud of who we are, uplifting our race, I get what you're talking about because I get from other races, like, how dare they have the audacity to be proud. And so, like, I think that little section right there of the piece kind of really drilled the point home, you know, like, but at the same time, we don't give a fuck about you feeling like we have to have the audacity. You know what I mean? It's what we've earned. Another thing that you pointed out in the piece is the power, and like a lot of people hear me always talk about this, is the power and the role that black women give to men and also the role that they have in a man's life or whatever. And that's why I don't know if you ever heard me spit that piece, but I have a piece called Our Power Source. And that's exactly what I mean, because without black women, there is no world, basically. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. because black women are a power source. So I think that piece definitely pointed out those things as well. So I commend you for that. I haven't heard much of your pen, so I definitely commend you for that piece. That was a dope piece.
Thank you so much, bro.
No, not at all. Not at all. You're just getting started. Don't worry. Dig some more shit out. Because yeah, you will be spitting. But until we do get you to spit again, Goddess Love, did you have any questions that you wanted to ask us, particularly yourself?
Yes, I wanted to ask her, what are you doing in your community? What kind of organizations or things that you're doing in your community to help others that's, you know, keeping you from this fire pen?
Well, I am a promotional marketer. And so not only am I doing that, I'm also in artist development as well. So I assist other artists, other poets in getting their poetry, their audio pieces registered and getting them on the air so that not only can they get it, like, you know, they can get royalties on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, every time they spit their piece or anytime they play their tracks on any of those platforms, whereas normally you have to wait till you have so many subscribers and stuff like that in order to be able to monetize. No, I help you monetize out the gate. So I also mm-hmm. have a platform called The Long Stroke on Indie Evolution Online Radio, where when I have artists, you know, have their work registered and everything like that, they're able to monetize from that particular platform. So,
mm-hmm.
And then I also have, like tonight is Tuesday night, so we have Poetic Teaser Tuesday. And tonight my feature is going to be Elder X. It's a shameless plug, but I apologize for that.
No, all you want. You know better than that.
No problem.
Cut that out. You know better than
that. I got you. But that's the night where we actually share poetry from the community and put it out there for the world to hear. And like I said, at the same time, they're calculating royalties when
we play them. We drop in plugs. Since we're dropping plugs, those who might be listening, drop their info so people can get in. Or is it a link, something that we can put on our event page?
Actually, absolutely. I did post it, and I'll go ahead and shoot it to you, Aziz.
All right.
Let me see here. And it's on my Dane Devereaux page, which is my radio personality. So,
okay. Nice. Nice.
Yeah, I will get that information to you now. But
cool.
We can be found on Indie Evolution Online Radio. That is an online radio show. At this time, we are working on getting call-in lines and things like that in place. But right now, it's all about, you know, putting all the work out there. Because I don't want anybody spitting on my mic and they not getting anything out of it. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I definitely want to go ahead and keep on showing love that way. But there's three options to be able to get on the show. You have option one. I have, option one and two, where you can actually hit the link and then you can go to the station player, or you can go on to our the Live 365 app, type in Indie Evolution Online Radio, and you can listen in there live.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Man, okay, cool. So, and we'll definitely get that information out as well, get it on our event page, which is real big. So, piggybacking off of Goddess Love's question. So, it sounds like your passion, and let me know if I'm correct or close. It sounds like your passion for promoting and like uplifting and helping other people in the poetry community. It sounds like that's kind of it just as important to you, if not more important than your pen at this moment. Is that what I'm getting here?
Yeah, because the funny thing is I never intended on even being on a platform as a host or anything like that, because in all honesty, the way I saw it this time last year, I was saying I can't sit there and shine the light on folks and I'm on the stage. I can't be in two places at one time. And I've actually kind of merged into that to where I can still shine the light and mm-hmm. still host at the same time. So, you know, like nice. I said, it's not really about me. My life is not my own. I serve. So this is what I do.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow, that is incredible. That is incredible. Now, because the thing is, I know what it is to have a passion to just promote and uplift. I understand that. I do get that. But I kind of got to commend you a little bit more because as being your friend on Facebook and actually knowing you, especially from the relationship that you developed with the first lady, my wife, I understand your hard work. I see your hard work. I've been a part of your hard work. You know what I mean? So I do have to give you big ups on the work that you do put in. And that's why I asked that question, because it does show. It definitely shows.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
In all honesty, I wish I could promote everybody like I used to, because, you know, I was always in it. But mm-hmm. Right now I'm in the process of building a team. So, hey.
Exactly.
All stuff is coming back.
No. Yeah, and you got to do what you have to do. You know what I mean? You know, there's a reason behind everything. And those of us who are business people understand those particular mm-hmm. things. So, you do what you do, and you be great at it. You be great at it. And, you know, because you definitely have a gift for it. So I would just say embrace it as you would any other gift. There'll be people that you'll be able to get to. And right now you have certain people, you're building a certain team, and you have a certain amount of insight into where it is you want to go. And I wouldn't lose focus on that for nobody. So, again, mm-hmm. you get nothing but a commendation from us. And we definitely want to give you your flowers while you're here, you know. And
absolutely.
Let you know that you're definitely appreciated in the poetry community for all that you do. You know, whether it's unsolicited or it is, you know, talked about first, you know, for all that you do for the poetry community, we definitely, like, you're definitely recognized, and, you know, not just us, but people see you. So, again, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to do now is did you want to say something, guys?
I was going to say that, you know, I can totally relate to what she's saying, because as a social media promoter for authors, that was my passion, was just to help people. And I put my writing on the back burner for a couple years. And then once I started getting everyone else exposed, maximizing the exposure where they could get, you know, the number one sellers and things of that nature, I was falling off from myself. So I was like, I got to go back to what I love, what my passion is. And I went back to writing, but I didn't stop promoting for others. I just started doing both. And it's very, very time consuming to do both, because to be a writer, especially I'm an indie author, so I'm doing everything by myself on that end. And then to help other authors, you know, it's very time consuming. But I totally get what she's saying. Like, you got to have a balance, or, you know, you got to choose one or the other for right now. You know, it all depends on the individual and their lifestyle, you know. So I totally get what she's saying. I totally get it.
Right. Wow. Sacrifices hurt, you know. Like, honestly, having to pull back from some of the platforms and things like that, it hurts. Because I'm like, I want to give everything to everybody, you know what I'm saying? But I can only do so much.
Yeah, you can't spare yourself that thing.
I control myself. I wish I had more hands. So, you know, so on and so forth. But, yeah, at this time, I'm building.
Yeah, you can't spare yourself that thing. But we have people who have questions. We'll definitely come back and with more questions, and we want to hear some more of your ink. But we're going to go to the phone lines for a minute and get a couple of people in who want to talk to you. All right. So you good with that?
I'm here for it.
God is love. You good with that?
I'm here for it.
All right, let's get it. Okay, first coming to the line is, now, I refer to this poet as Lady KRS-One, true poetry community knows her as Gina Storm. We got her in the building. What it do?
She's muted.
She always muted. Yeah, she always do that. She always do that.
If I wasn't on mute talking, then it wouldn't be me. Damn, I'm working on that. But the reality is this. I'm gonna keep it a buck. The plug was at the door. And he brought me my package.
That's right.
Gonna get me through the end of October. And I was like, bro, I hear my niece talking about her situation. I hear the CEO of the mic, which is my poetry home, saying that Lady KRS-One is on the mic, and all I can do is pay this man so he can vacate. I can lock the door and he come back. But the reality is this. I don't have company. I don't visit with people, and I'm not even good at peopling. But I smoke every day, so I just have to take care of my business.
I dropped my package, put it on money, and you got to go.
Right. A week ago today, my daughter turned 30, and I told her, I don't have all your gifts right now, but I got something that you need. Come through. When she got off work and stopped by my house, she was like, damn. Yeah, because usually I get a quarter out, and this time I got a QP. So I gave her a half.
Look, any weed smoker,
goddamn it, my baby turned 30.
You could shut them up with an eighth of weed. Like, you know what? I got this for you. And you're the best person. You're the best person. Like, oh, you can give me a gift. You got me this because well, in my I'm looking at it like
when
this.
I say I got you, calling my plug. I don't have you halfway. I got you all the way. I'm gonna put my ass in it.
I'm going to say minimum of eight. Like, with me, I'll be appreciative of that, you know what I mean? Because now, chances are I already got my own.
Mm-mm.
But
so you have
the
to
fact
understand,
that I don't
I'm
have to
mother.
Call the plug. Right, yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah. I would tell people this all the time. They'd be like, so what do you get for what? I said, what are you talking about? They were like, I smoke weed every day. So, I mean, what are you paying for this, that, and the third? You know what I tell them all the time? Oh, the universe provides. So when I have a surplus, when I have a surplus, I'm generous.
So
because people
have
it confused.
I have a message from our esteemed. I have to kind of interrupt us for a minute. I have a message from our esteemed regular host. It says, "Oh Lord, what y'all are doing to my show? It's not a drugstore. This is medicine, bro.
It's not.
It's medicine.
We're
discussing medicine."
I don't take drugs. I don't do drugs.
Yeah. All of that.
I'm afraid of drugs. Right.
Yeah. Right. This is medicine.
I'm an
herbalist.
I'm not gonna say take several seats, but please calm down, sir. This is for everyone.
But you kicked in the dough. You was in the middle of a delivery and you kicked in the dough.
Talk
about weed. If you know me and God is love, our listeners know us. Our listeners know us. And if y'all want to get us off track, say something about some weed, and we going the whole show gonna change.
So we gonna pull it back and focus on Tila Shell. But she even knows my mama calls me Smokey.
Tila Shell, hold on. Tila Shell know what's up. Don't. Tila Shell know what's up. She know how to.
I don't smoke, but secondhand is my friend. Go ahead. Blow some of my car. Thank you very much. Absolutely, yes.
I've been smoking on her since she was 10 years old.
Damn.
Oh, wow. Damn. Oh, wow.
That's my oldest. My daughter just turned 30. She's my baby. So I got several children
We gotta be quiet for a minute, y'all. We got somebody in here for a minute, y'all. We got somebody in here. We gotta be quiet for a minute. Can I help you, sir? Can I help you, sir? Are you your phone on mute?
He mutating too?
Hello. Don't do all that hand raising and you ain't gonna say nothing.
How are you, miss? How are you, miss? Where'd she go?
Gina Storm.
Gina Storm.
I'm just laughing. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm hot. What did you say?
Gina Storm. Sharon is caring.
Yeah. Sharon is caring. And this is why I had to let y'all know. Because one of my cousins, like everybody who's related to me by DNA or
There's sometimes they're my kinfolk and sometimes they're my skinfolk.
That's right.
The ladies. And so when I see them and they're telling me they play this, that, and the third for weed, I'm thinking, why?
Right.
You don't get it for free? And I've always said if it's free, it's for me. But this is the thing. I am so blessed by people who
you
do
are,
this
so
for a living.
What did you do?
The clubs are my friends. And
what
so when I have a surplus, I give it away.
What do you do?
What do I do? Oh.
Yes.
I'm Lady KRS-One. I'm a freestyle spoken word artist and an inspirational speaker.
Well, let's hear it then. You got some medicine.
We're
you got everything
you
need. Go ahead and let us know.
Hold up.
You are on vacation.
You are not running the show, sir.
The premises. You are no longer needed for today. Goodbye, Hezzy. Close his mic.
See you later.
Bye, Hezzy.
I love it. Yeah, she said what she said.
Understand. Yeah, you see, understand. See, y'all know there's only one person who does that type of shit.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
And everybody act like I'm the bad one. Everybody act like I'm the bad one.
Don't say nothing.
Trust me,
Aziz. We all know.
I'm not saying nothing.
Don't say nothing.
And I'm not acting a fool because my little sister's here, Tila Shell, because she be getting my back. She be getting my back. And I'm a singer.
I'm leaving.
Get your point.
And I'm singing. Before it's over, I'm singing. Since Tila Shell here, because Tila Shell appreciates the art that I was blessed with.
Why are you lying on her like that?
Don't you?
Subliminal. You can't break even.
You can't get out of the game.
Oh, but I got one for you. We switch cable companies, and he don't even have that.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You can sing all you want.
She didn't even remind me of that shit before we quit.
You know better than we do.
They got it on.
That's okay. YouTube. They got it on YouTube. Yep. Yep.
No,
I will not. I will come wherever you at and turn that shit up.
On blast,
straight up. That is the best movie ever made. Quit talking shit about my movie.
I'm not talking shit about the movie.
Because your marriage is not going to last with you doing that.
Sir?
Yes. Okay, all right. Back to the caller. You know what? I'm sorry everybody you had to jump in and take over your time like that. But you know how I am about the Wiz. Y'all know how I am about the Wiz. Don't be talking shit about my Wiz. And I got an attitude. No, I'm sweating and everything. Look,
yes, you are.
Because you didn't tell me that I was going to be deleting my show when you talked me into switching fucking cable companies.
Ms. KRS-One, do you have a question for Tina Shell?
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with CEO, but I got you first, lady.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sis. I don't know what's wrong with him, Queen, but he out here acting like he don't have nobody that he got an answer to.
Listen,
I know the song too. If you don't like
you
it,
know what I mean?
Could do just fine.
Yo, Fleet. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, y'all. See, I knew this shit was going to go this way. I told Hazy, I said, listen, it's not a good idea to put us all on the line together.
Nope.
And because I knew this shit was going to happen. Nah, Gina Storm just done kicked in the door talking about weed, sent the shit left. The owner of the show done came in and cussed us out. We got the first lady cussing us out.
No. Hezzy just mad because she ain't sharing. And
that's all.
You say it's fast. That's all it is.
Hey, listen, if I ain't got no weed, I can't even watch a weed movie. I can't even watch shit that ain't that they smoke weed in.
Right.
So, like, I'm, you know what I mean? Like,
you can't even watch how high I'm where they going talking about. I'm a ghost.
Listen, you want to fight me? Turn that on while I ain't got no weed. If you want to fight me, turn that on while I ain't got no weed. See what happens. See what happens. Okay. All right. KRS-One. KRS-One. Did you have a question or a comment for our esteemed guest, T. LaSalle?
I really don't have any questions because I know her like I know myself. But as far as comments go, I have to say this. She has constantly been in support of everyone in the community, the poets, the writers, the MCs, the hip-hop artists, and people who sing. And the reality is this. I'd like to know, at what point are you going to promote you? She's got an entire book out there that she wrote and got published, and she's not even putting herself on display. And I understand that there are no as in teams, but this Negro is not just my team. She my fam. So I'm going to need my niece to step up and let people know where they can find her book and how they can purchase it, because we're not just here to gain experience and to get exposure. We're trying to monetize our gifts. So please, by all means.
Subliminal, shut up.
Look, and make sure that your people know how they can have your book.
My Jesus,
not
mine.
Listen, this shit, you're only going to get this type of shit if you get the mic. So this is the type of shit, this is the shenanigans that you get here on this network. But that is a very, 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 very well articulated and stated comment that you just made. And T. LaSalle, personally, I think you need to answer that.
Oh, shit. Ruh-roh. Look.
Okay.
Listen, you also need to send me that link. You need to send me that link too in my inbox so I can help promote you.
I got you. Okay, so everything that I have, everything that is me, even that book, is on my link tree, and that is at linktr.ee/TLaSalle76.
What is the name of
the book? The book is called Loving and Living After Tragedy. It is a collection of short stories from me and several other artists, other authors, I'm sorry, who spoke about, you know, life after loss of a loved one or whatever the case may be. Mine was about me and my late husband, how I met him, and the journey that we went through when he was going through cancer and everything like that, and the life lessons that came from just me knowing him and his existence in my life. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great. I'm glad you spoke about that book. So now we know where to get it from. We can get it off your website. You guys, make sure you go and copy that.
Yes, definitely, y'all. Definitely. Look out for my little sis.
I'm just going to support the supporter.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So let me get just a little bit serious.
I'm not going to be sitting in the lobby so I can get my key unless I spit a piece. I'm already knowing.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, no, she don't even, that door don't even open. Like, you know, that door don't even get open until she spit a piece. So she ain't going nowhere. But before we do have her do that, I want to ask you a serious question here real quick, T. LaSalle. Are you getting a theme here? What have you noticed the pattern here has been from three, not four people now? What are you getting?
I need to start putting my shit out. I'm not trying to hear y'all right now.
Right, but here's the thing. But here's the thing. You're very, very talented at what you do when it comes to promoting us, the stuff that you do for our platforms and our work. You are very talented with that. Now I know that you are equally, if not more, talented with your pen. So I'm just saying, if you put those two talents together, if you put half of what you into you of what you do to one of us, or, you know, one of the many people in the poetry community that you do help. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just wanted to, you know, just give you that to think about before we have KRS-One spit. Just think about that question. You don't have to really necessarily answer it, the what's and why's and who's and how's and all that. But just think about that. Just think about that.
Okay. I'm on it.
All right. Okay. Now, without further ado, Miss Gina Storm, Miss KRS-One of the poetry community, can I ask you a question? Get your phone off mute, lady.
I'm on.
All right.
Of course I was muted. I wouldn't be me. Damn it. One of these days, Jesus, I swear, I'm going to give every host a heart attack because my hand's going to be raised and I will not be on mute.
No, you're not. That's never going to happen. Listen, I have no faith in that. I have faith that you're about to rip this mic to pieces. I have faith in that. But as far as you answering right away, I have none.
Okay.
Like, I have zero. I have zilch.
Wait for the pregnant call. That means Gina's on mute.
Right. I have no faith whatsoever in that. So that's not going to happen. So don't even tell us that. Because we're not even going to hold you responsible for doing that. Don't do that to yourself. Don't do that. You're not going to do that ever. Now, I know your heart is pure. I believe that you believe that.
I didn't just know that. My intentions are good. My hand-eye coordination is fucked up.
I believe you believe that, but that shit ain't going to happen.
No.
You can kill that noise right now. Anybody that believe that shit and fell for that for 1 second, kill yourself, because that's not going to happen.
Okey-doke.
Banana in the tailpipe, straight up. All right.
Real talk.
Gina Storm.
Look, hold on. Candy bar in the gas tank. That's all I got.
Real shit. Real thing.
Uh-huh.
But Gina Storm, can you make this mic drip?
Most definitely.
It's yours.
All right. So I'm going to title my freestyle tonight because I'm dedicating it to my niece, T. Lachelle, and I'm simply titling it WTF. There's been a lot of times in my life when I had to simply ask myself a question, WTF. If you don't know the abbreviation, let me break it down for you. What the fuck is really going on right here? Like, every day of the year, 365 on a year that does not leap, my niece has held me down. I've been in her life for several decades, and I won't say how many specifically years that I have been in her life because I fear that she'll be upset by me because I didn't let her age out online this time, so I won't. But understand and appreciate this. I was a teenager when she was 10. Her sister was 9. Former sister-in-law asked me if I could be a babysitter to her children because the job had been given to my cousin previously, and this was the first TF. She wasn't spending any time taking care of the kids, making sure that their needs were being met nor that they were fed. Uh-uh. She was trying to seduce my niece's stepbro. Michael would be over there minding his business. They'd be in the pool doing whatever they needed to do. We would all be at Norwell Park, and the next thing that I knew, the two of them would disappear. I didn't ask any questions because I liked the kids and I wanted them to be near. And then I realized something when I got to know her mom, who would soon be my sister-in-law, once her brother came up one summer to visit us in Joliet, Illinois. They were from Oklahoma City. I didn't even know where that was. I had to look on the map, really. I'm like, Oklahoma, what the fuck? Do black people live there? They do. There were cowboys and their rodeos, especially in Tulsa. There was even a museum that's dedicated to black cowboys, and I didn't know it before, but I ought to. I told my niece that when she came into my life, I felt like there was something inside of her that was speaking to my soul. What I didn't realize right then and there was that her sister and her mother were so tight that they were not even recognizing the fact that she was a wheel that was squeaking. I used to have a radio flyer wagon that I would fill with books when I walked from my house to the library and back.
because I could read so fast and so much and could comprehend words in a way that nobody could understand before then. And then I realized this fact. It was a poet that was living inside of me and wanting her to my life when she was 10 would always be here. And I'll tell you one thing for certain and two things so that she knew. When I say I got your back, you're going to have to look over your shoulder. I'm there, as a matter of fact. Sometimes family is kinfolk, and other times it's your skin folk. And I was just simply someone who married into her family. But when I divorced her uncle, she did not abandon me. We were there for the whole thing. Every time that I was in a compromised situation or my life was lacking, whenever I was feeling hurt, let down, and neglected, she would call and pray and sing and make sure that everything was okay. And then I would have to say, WTF, what the fuck is wrong with the people here in my hometown who are related to me, and the fact that they want to talk to me aggressively, and sometimes they don't even see that I'm doing things that are self-care and I'm taking care of me. She reminded me that I was enough and that my voice was strong and I needn't to be muffled. I would always dumb myself down and put myself into a box that I did not belong in. And I'm going to tell you something about Tila Shell. She would say, WTF, what the fuck you doing, Amy? This is not for you. You have a gift and a purpose that was granted to you. Use it every single day of your life, because I've seen all your struggles and I know that you will do. This is your season, and she is the reason that I have to look at myself in the mirror and blow a kiss to me. I loved her in a gap in which I didn't even believe that at first it was a necessity. I just saw something in her, and it resonated with me. So people always ask, Tima Storm, Tila Shell is your niece? Yes, she is, but she's also my daughter, and I'm her second mom, and this is what we do exclusively. Sometimes it takes a village to raise children to their full potential, and sometimes just one person who loves you that I forget to mention that Jim all along and didn't see that she was twinkling. She's a star in my life and in my eyes. And if she wasn't being featured tonight, I would still have to ask, when were you going to see what I see in this queen? She means the world to me. I'm Gina Storm, and that's my trip.
Yo. Yo, that was what I would refer to as an old piece, not old as in age old, but ODE old. And I think that was Obad's way of giving somebody their flowers while they're here and letting them know what they mean. And I just felt all of that. I've had and have people in my life that I feel that way about. Like you said, you know, it all came into skin, or all your, so whatever, however you put that, that's true. Mm-hmm. I have people in my life like that, so I felt every fucking bit of that. So that was dope. That was amazing. Yeah, right. And this is why I call her Goddess Love. This is why I call her Lady KRS-One, because she could just come off the top of her head, and all she needed is a feeling. And she puts the passion that KRS-One puts into his freestyles, and in her freestyles, and he's the one rapper who I've always heard freestyle, and I know it was a freestyle, even though you may think that he wrote the shit down. He's just that gifted, and so I give her that same accolade, and so that's why I call her. That's why we call her Lady KRS-One, because of that. But that was a dope piece. Thank you so much for that. You go ahead and comment on it.
Appreciate you. Thank you, bro.
Absolutely.
I could totally understand why you would call her the lady of first KRS-One, because, you know, she was freaking awesome. I was over here, you know, popping my fingers. I don't know if y'all heard that, but I was over here doing this.
Oh, yeah.
But it was definitely dope as hell, because it was so smooth, and for her to come off the top of the dome like that, it did sound like that. It was just the flow was effortlessly. It was, you know, it was just effortlessly. It was awesome.
Absolutely. Let me explain something to you, because I know you're new to it, and Aziz and Tila Shell are true to it, but the reality is this. Everything that I spit in my freestyles are things that I've lived or been exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to look for the words or how I'm going to give you the message that I'm trying to put through. I don't even have to think about it. Like, it, even sometimes if it doesn't rhyme, it still is
right.
poignant and necessary. So the reality for me is not so much making it poetry, but telling a story. That's my story,
oh, yeah.
Auntie LaShelle. I leave you babies to the moon and back.
And, LaShelle, you want to go ahead and respond to that piece?
Man, queen of verses, at the end of the day, she just comes with all this stuff, and last night she had me crying, but, like, today, yeah, all I
she was ready.
I was ready. To
you already knew from last night what I would do, so yeah.
Yeah. So, truth of the matter is, she already knows, like, I ride with her. Like, shoot, four flats.
We good.
You know?
That's it. Ten toes
right.
down. Right.
That's it.
And I have to say this in regards to UT, because a lot of people don't know this. When T. LaShelle was mentioning artist development, the first artist she developed was me. There was a time when I would host the show, and sometimes I would be so amped by what I heard that I would overtalk the speaker. And she said, take a breath, pause. It won't be any dead air, but know that. They would rather you mm-hmm. think through what you're going to say than just like an automatic weapon. So she literally, you know, slowed me down to a pistol. Because I only got two speeds, wide open and stop. And if it wasn't for her, y'all laugh, these ain't jokes. If it wasn't for her, I would have never found out that cadence was a necessity. That sometimes I need to slow down, because it's not that y'all listening slow, but I'm talking fast. And in order for you to keep up, I need to be in the zone in which that's possible, and she gets me there immediately. So if it wasn't for her, I would not be able to get my shit together, because I'd be out here dangling.
That's huge. That's huge. Well, we definitely thank you for coming through and giving her accolades and blazing the mic as you did, and not making me look like I didn't know what I was talking about. So thank you for coming through. Thank you for coming through and blazing a mic like that. You know what a concierge is.
You go over there,
get your key, get checked in, and kick back, and listen to the rest of the Dope Ass Show. We have another feature coming up as well. So if you want to ask this person questions, we'll check back in with you as well.
All right, I'm going to smoke in the president's suite. One love, one mic.
All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Gina Storm, a.k.a. Lady KRS-One of the poetry community. I named her that a couple of years ago, and she always live up to it. We do have another caller in the building as well that we're getting ready to pull in. But I thought about something, another question that I did want to ask you before we go to this next one. Am I hearing a hint of management in your future? Have you thought about that, managing artists?
No. Nope.
Just straight up no. You talk about it. That's why you're so quick. You lying. That's why you answer too quick.
Only reason why I say that is this. I don't mind consulting. I'll do the consultation. Uh-huh. But the time that it takes to manage an artist and everything there is too time consuming. I won't be able to get to everybody else the way I need to.
For time slot purposes, I'm going to let you slide on that. But this will come back. Oh, it may not come back today. But this will come back to your ass. Just know that. But I want to get to this next caller, which is, this brother just kicked in my ears when I first heard him. And he's just been becoming one of my favorites the more and more I hear from this person or whatever. But we're going to bring him in and let him ask his question. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring in Joe, the verbal mind dancer, or as I call him, just straight up verbal.
Hey, what's going on, Aziz? How you feeling?
Man, what's going on, good brother? How you doing this evening?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. See, let's laugh. What's happening?
What's going on, big bro?
You already know what I'm going to do tonight, so yeah.
We all know.
Yeah, catch you two times, man. That's awesome. Very rarely.
And we also have the co-host to the Author's Lounge. God is Love is in the building as well.
God is Love. Good evening. How you doing, Quinn?
I'm doing great. How are you, Joe?
Fantastic.
That's good.
Cold.
So you came by the drip the mic. I know you came by the drip the mic. Did you come by the drip the mic or no?
Absolutely.
Oh man, we in for it. We in for a treat. But before we do have you drip the mic, did you have a question or comment for our guest?
Comment is keep doing your thing, sis. I like where you hit that. I like where you're going with it. And I know they pump you up about this, that, and the other, but yeah, I like your process. So keep doing your thing, Queen. That's all I got.
Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed.
yes. Well, Joe, you know I got love for you, my brother. You know you're my brother in pen. And I'm a big fan, but I got to step off and let you and feed you to the ladies and let them question you. And I'm going to mute my mic. One of you ladies want to ask him the question of the day.
Can I do it?
What? Sure, go ahead.
Joe, the verbal mind dancer. Can you make this mic trip?
I'm gonna make it dripping wet. Yes, I can.
Let's go.
This is called Let the Music Play. As the DJ spins over long-lost friends, I hear a jam that reminds me of someone. I hear a poet spit off of musical notes with some dope quotes, and in the long run, the DJ snaps her fingers. Like a mic drop when the poet stops, I wish I knew her better. She reminds me a bit of Lena Horne. I knew she's indoors in stormy weather. The DJ snaps her fingers. With an ocean of promotions, how many sail her seas? When a surface catches that perfect wave, so here we go again. And the DJ snaps. Fingers write a bold poetic story, often heard and seldom seen. T. LaChelle, if you please. Dame Devereaux is no alter ego, and the DJ seldom sleeps. Promotional goddess, irregardless of the artist, I'm sure you'll be asked, when did you start this? Don't answer that. Just stay on your star list. You're not heartless to your own beats. And the DJ spins, shouldn't I realize? The realness lies in the soul of many. Broken dreams and a token sense of caring. I can't stop loving you. I can't stop thinking about us, and the DJ plays her pain. Music is the landscape we dwell in, all those nights caught up in spells when it's sleep that we want. Choose you over anybody else, and the DJ holds it down. Mood changer, psyche rearranger, might she be a stranger to you? Flowers of power to the living, and Dame Devereaux is the gardener and so giving. And the DJ still promotes others, expressing her growth. I don't care is not an issue. Some days I often miss you, and it's raining hard tonight. So when I have a miscue and the DJ plays me straight, congratulations to LaChelle. May you continue to excel, Dame Devereaux, if you have to know. I think you're remarkable as well. And the DJ plays their song. Say peace. Thank you.
I can't comment yet. I'm going to go ahead and let T. LaChelle reply to that first.
Man. Okay. So, Joe?
Yes.
I thank you so much. And if I hadn't told you before, man, your support means a lot to me. Contrary to what most think, I've been following you for over a decade, and to have to experience your friendship and to know that you are my spiritual family member, that means the world to me. So I thank you so much. I thank you for that peace. And I thank you for coming through. So much.
Yeah,
I appreciate you.
Definitely.
Grateful for you. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you too, Queen. Absolutely. Appreciate you too.
Scholar's Love, what you got for that piece?
That was really dope. I was over here snapping my fingers again. I don't know if y'all heard it, but I
was. Yeah, I heard you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was dope.
You know, I'm at root for words. Like, it was just great. And I could see how she, you know, how T. Michelle is, like, really, she's really loved. You know, you guys really came through for her. It was really good.
Yeah, you know, she's got a strong influence on and offline. You know, people are people, man. And, T. Michelle, expresses, real love out there. So, you guys are listening to her
right.
Once again.
My brother Verbal. Wow.
Yes, sir.
My brother
yes,
Verbal.
Sir. Yes, sir, brother.
Man, listen, that piece was fucking fire. I didn't expect that. I wasn't expecting that. Caught me off guard, socked me right in my motherfucking mouth. Yo, that shit was fire right there, brother. That was right up there with the top ones I've heard from you. I've been hearing this brother spit for years. And we didn't connect to like this past year, I believe, past year or two. But every platform I hear this brother on, he just kill it. He just kill it. And like, you don't expect his delivery and his verbiage when he's talking, because he's so humbly spoken, right? But then he turned into a whole nother motherfucker when that pen go to flowing. And every time it electrifies me, brother. That piece was fucking dope. I love the hell out that piece, bro. That was fire.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, man.
Absolutely, man. That's, and it's the truth. That piece was hot. That piece was hot, my brother. Listen, man, stick around. We're going to get you over there to the concierge, grab your room key, get checked in, order whatever you need up there, and kick back, listen to the rest of the show. And we do have another artist coming through as well.
All right, I'll definitely be listening in.
All right, my brother. One mic, one love.
One mic, one love. All right.
Yo, y'all, that was Joe the Verbal My Dancer, y'all. Or as I just call him. Verbal. Man, that brother, man. With his wordplay. Oh, man, that brother is sick with his wordplay.
Right.
Like this deal. That brother dope, man. All right, man, we're going to keep this rolling. We're going to keep this rolling. Probably got somebody else who has something they want to say. And this is another one of my brothers, man. This is my Cali brother in the building, man. We got Sincere here, man. We got Sincere. We're bringing him in the building. Sincere, what up, dude?
Man, what's up, family? Blessing to everybody there. Hi, Queen. How you doing? T. LaShelle, it's about time that the community is recognizing all your work behind the scenes, even the back talkers that was talking. I am proud of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you so much, Coach.
Yes.
Oh, Dave, man. I got to tell you guys a story. Like, a couple weeks ago, I went to L.A. And
oh, wow.
I promise you, I was there, and I called Sincere. I call him Coach. That's pop. So I called him, and he was like, "Where you at?" Told him where we were. He was like, "Say less." And he was there in like minutes. I'm like, "What?"
Mm.
Like, and then
the love right there.
The hug, man. That was everything. Like,
that was
I had
love
a stressful
right
day, and the hug was like medicine for me. So y'all have no idea, like, the connections, the love that I feel when, you know, I actually get to meet, you know, all the people that, man, Okay, I'm gonna shut up because I'm gonna end up crying again. So yeah.
Don't cry. No, it's sincere love.
I'm not. I'm a thug. What you mean? So, but I just wanted to say thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's my honor.
That's love, man. Mm-hmm. My brother, sincere man. We need some education, my brother. And like, and only the way that you can do it. So I'm going to step off, and I'm going to have the ladies ask you a question, and let you go from there, my brother. You good with that?
I'm good with that.
All right, my brother. Get him, ladies.
So, sincere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
go ahead, girl. I'm your backup.
Sincere, can you make this mic drip?
I'm going to make it drip West Coast style.
All right.
Well, McLiberry, since the last time Ladybug sings the blues, Brandon Lino Horn subset, sundown to Hard Riverbank, here's a picture missed in social media upper class lecture. Taking out of her life as a wife with a butter knife. With his life, no strife, just middle of the block strife. That's that Section 8 drama or miseducation of what the USDA was giving to us. Sectional division divider. Planning on going back and forth, taking a nap when Black Lives Matter on assistance granted by the USA Corporation stock price. That's what happens when they give us assistant. We have to be in servitude. Project. Whosoever falls under the hands of mercy of the man hands of social studies, giving away freedom in a meeting discussing our dismantle of an African house, America, she said we can be whatever we wanted to be. That's called a public library. I ask yourself, when will we wake up and feed ourselves? Sincere from Los Angeles. That's that piece. And that's that drip.
Yo.
Was that we should have had when we grew up.
Come on now. Like real shit.
Mm-hmm. don't whitewash our history. Trust me. That dude will get you on the right track if you don't know.
Yeah, he's bringing that education. Yeah, brother. That was flawlessly educational. Love your wordplay in that as well. It was dope. I love the piece, my brother.
I appreciate you, my brother. I'm still waiting for our work together.
Listen, man, I'm waiting for you. Y'all, listen, me and Sincere getting together on some shit, y'all. Watch out. You know what I mean? So,
come on, Willie.
So, watch out. Like, watch out. like real shit. Listen, shoot me an inbox, or I'll inbox you my number after the show or whatever. And man, let's get it cracking.
It's done deal, brother. And if you could give it to my daughter or Tila Show, you could give it to me. She has my number. She could give it to you. Whatever you want to do, my brother. I'm here. Let's make it happen.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. I have some shit in mind too. That's what's up.
And I love every single one of you. Tila Show, my heart. I'm proud of you. Queen of the radio station that's with the voice, I love you too. I know you got better in the dark. I heard you got a knife and you got to stab people at nighttime.
She knows who she is. She has
I won't start nothing. I just heard from the West Coast. I just heard.
Oh, wow. I knew it was coming. Well, my brother, man, Sincere, we're going to get you on over there to the concierge. Go ahead and get you a room key, man. Get checked in and kick back in and listen to the rest of this dope show.
So shall it be. I love every single one of you. One love.
My brother. One love with Mike. Man, that was sincere. That was sincere in the building. And speaking of queens,
mm-hmm.
we have the first lady in the building, and She's here. She just kicked in the door. I was going to let her in, but she didn't want. I guess it took too long to get the door.
Come on with it.
I came in. I come in because I don't think I have any questions. Everything that has been said earlier about you getting on yourself, you have to get on yourself and be about yourself sometimes. It's been said. I just came to give you your flowers. It's called Blossom.
Wait a minute. Hold.
I'm just telling her what the piece is. I didn't say anything.
Michelle, you see that bullshit? Now, and God is love. You cannot defend
Blossom.
That. You cannot defend what she just tried to pull.
Don't you dare try to defend what.
You don't come in here introducing no pieces and what it's called and what it's about and all that shit until it's brought up by us. And you know that.
Oh, well, excuse me.
You know that shit. Don't pull that again.
No. See, now you start, and because we ain't asked nobody else what it was going to be and what it was about.
Wow.
How you going to question First Lady? I knew it was coming. I knew it. You couldn't go
she get a pass. So she get a pass.
Absolutely.
Hold the fuck on. Okay, hold that thought because I got somebody I want to bring in.
No,
fuck that. No. Fuck that.
I'm
bringing this person in.
I'm reclaiming my time.
This ain't the Congress. This ain't a meeting at the Congress. I'm bringing this person in because he understands what my job is. As my position here, so I'm just going to bring in some backup because it's a little bit too much estrogen on here. It's just all this estrogen leaking through my phone and shit. It's too late. He is here. I'm sorry to do this to you, brother. I'm sorry to do this to you, my brother. But do we have the CEO of Epiphany in the building? Do we have the CEO of Epiphany Radio in the building?
Yes, you do. What it do, baby.
Baby.
Facebook. Hey, what it do. How's everybody? Y'all need to calm it down. What it do, y'all?
Thank you, brother. Before I brought you in, I just need you to come in and calm this down a little bit. Add a little bit of reason to all the damn insanity that's going on over here, my brother.
Did we all hear
what brother for real said?
Yes, says vibrate on some higher level loves, y'all.
Thank you.
I was fine.
I was
trying, but I was
really
interrupted.
All right, I love you, big bro. Appreciate you, man. All right, we're going to get you back in a minute.
All right.
Now, y'all heard him. Y'all heard the man. He said it in a nice way. Basically,
like
he said, leave
me
the fuck alone in a nice way.
I'm not doing that.
He said it in a nice way. Leave me the fuck alone. Now.
Sir.
That's what he said in a nice way. Let me do what I want to do on here, basically, is what he said.
Can we?
Listen, check this out. First Lady, I have a question for you before you so just bullishly decided that you're going to just kick in the door and, you know, name your own time to do your poem and all that shit. First Lady, the question of the evening is this. Can you make this mic drip?
I bought them. I need to.
Dang.
Look, why you got to put our business out there like that? Why you got to put our business out there like that? Why you got to do that?
Can I go ahead? Can I do my O to my sis?
You know, yeah, but you ain't have to slide the little shit in there. But go ahead.
Thank you. Let's celebrate how spectacular the divine journey of a woman is, documenting all her splendid metaphoric transformation, that butterfly effect. Transcending from a girl, cocooning and shaping and molding into a queen of exaltation, exhibiting a flawless painted picture of art, a phenomenal display of who she is, that Queen Nefertiti, a tower of empowerment, birthed into becoming an exquisite master, a goddess of bliss, befitting a king of valor. She has proven deserving and worthy, perfectly proper, well-mannered, extraordinary, a beautiful, blossoming butterfly. She knows how to demonstrate her capability, her skill to withstand the shifts in life. She's holding reign over her opportunities. She is that phenomenal being. This intelligent powerhouse, this rare jewel, a gem that's hard to come by, is suppressing individuality, feeling like she is her own main purpose. She's known to me as my sister, that Nubian queen, that magnificent power, tower of normal and abnormal ability. She's none other to me than Keela Shell. I love you, sis.
I love you, too. Oh,
wow.
Thank you so much, Subliminal.
Listen, like y'all hear me and my wife messing with each other all the time on the radio, but like I think I'm one of her biggest fans of her pen. Like when she really stays true to her own pen, she becoming some of the most powerful shit. I don't even think she realized it. And that piece was just an example of that. I thought that piece was beautifully written. Beautifully
mm-hmm.
written.
Right. I freestyled that. It wasn't written.
Ooh, oh, wow.
Ooh, you were?
God damn.
You heard what she said.
My bad.
All right, dear. You better come on. She said, I dropped my pen. Hey.
Don't be correcting me in front of company though. Don't correct me in front of company though. Don't be doing that.
Nah, she didn't correct.
She got to correct you on that one now.
Yeah, like give my props. Like give my props, nigga.
Right.
We saw that. You know what? But here's the cool part about me knowing my queen. I almost asked her that. Wow. Okay, I'm
definitely represented. You right.
Yeah. No doubt. Way to come through, Queen. That was dope, baby. That was dope.
It's easy when you love someone really, really love someone.
When it's real.
Even though
when it's real,
we don't talk every day. But I got mad love for this girl right here.
Yeah, I know that I do.
Yeah.
Comes easy to talk about, so one that you really love.
See, the show gonna cry when she get in the car, y'all. I'm just letting y'all know.
I'm already crying. Shut up.
She gonna cry when she get in the car.
I'm already crying.
Well, First Lady, are you gonna hang around with us or?
Yes, I'll hang around.
All right. Yeah. So I want to get back to my brother because we do have another feature this evening. So I want to get back to my brother for real. And let him come in here and drop. He about to blow this thing up. My brother, for real, you there?
Hey, my brother. Yes, I is.
All right.
Yes, I is. The
floor is yours, man. Did you have something you want to say to Tila Shell?
Yes, I do. You know, I've been stalking this young lady for quite some time. She already know what time it is. I want to send some love to her from a special friend. She knows who he is. He goes by the name of Smeagol. Yes. Yes. Smeagol sends his tender love to you as well, darling. I'm just want to say seriously, you know, I'm proud of the moves that she's been making. I'm proud of the road that she's walking down, man. And I'm very appreciative of what she does for the poetry community as a whole. You know, it takes a loving and kind heart to do what she does, man, without truly benefiting out of it or from it. You know, so I give her my heart on this night, man, and congratulations on being featured over here, man. We love you. I've told you that many times this week, and you'll hear it again. Much love from myself and the poetry community, not just Epiphany Radio, but the whole of the poetry community. We love you, darling, and congratulations.
Love you, too. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Hope she comes. I think
blessed.
We got her. My brother, I'm about to get out the way. You see, there's a lot of estrogen flying around here, and I got to feed you to them. I got to feed you to them, and I'm gonna get on out the way.
All right, hey bro, before you let me in, I gotta say this, man. You know, to the warden. That was the most beautiful piece that I've heard. Very sappy, and that was some beautiful flowers that your wife gave to this beautiful young lady, man. That piece was awesome.
I agree.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Now you can bring me in, bro.
All right. I'm gonna leave you to perish. I'm out of here.
All right. I want to dedicate this piece to Miss Tila Shell. I painted her.
Hold on. Mm-mm.
Say, y'all going to let him get away with that? Mm-mm. I was about to say, y'all going to let him get away with that?
No. Right.
I'm going to take my socks off.
I have a question.
For real. Tila Shell.
Yeah.
For real.
Yes, sir.
Are you prepared to make this mic drip?
Yes, I is. Painted her. I painted her with my emotions, with all my emotions. Covered her canvas completely with who I was and how I felt about her. See, I painted her. I painted her with a brush dipped in everything that I've been feeling. Words, no need to be spoken. My heart and how it feels lay on display like a book wide open. You can hear its humming amusements. It vibrates in vibrant tones not meant for human ears to hear. No, it pulsates in tiny waves, massages the insides where the soul lies. I be that, love. I be that. I be that they say to be that what you intend to attract, magnetic. So with a bit of me, I place in the atmosphere to see what it bounces back. I wait, using as allure my heart as bait, patiently just to see what it attracts. Yet, there's nothing in this air but thickness. Getting hard to breathe in this, yet it clears, it dissipates, it disappears, and the sky falls love on me, tender and sweet. Finally, love bounces back to me. She is what I catch, like a cold contagious. Her contagions flood me, her thoughts paint me, apps sensations cover me. Her oily substance decorates me, delicate fingers tracing vivid images, illustrations illustrating her feelings, iridescent imaginings she paints upon me. I'm her canvas, she paints me, acrylic, fast. Drying, her brush covering over stresses of a stained and depressed past where most times was spent on just surviving. See, her brush revives me. See, I come to life the more she touches, fingers brushing lightly against me, creating this portrait of we, this work of art brought to life spiritually. This painting of her and me, resting calmed, her beautiful pastels watered, colors rise from this image that she creates of me. The oil paint hardens where her brush last brushes up against me, touching. What type of magic is this, huh? Where we create our own images, bring them to life and receive a kiss from the artist. T. How poetic, isn't it? So I reach out with these lips and plant them upon her canvas. My brush totally drained, depleted of its ink. I painted her. I painted her with my emotions, covering her canvas completely with who I am and how I feel about her as I painted her. Shadowed blemishings of dismay, I drew over her yesterday's pains. I caressed all her mistakes and left her no regrets. See, I painted her. I painted her. I painted her. With a brush dipped in unconditional thickness as I painted her. With a brush dipped in love. Dipped in love. I painted her. I painted T. For real.
Look, I can't just say that I love just your words. I love your delivery. And every time you spit, you make a person feel it. And that was, like, so phenomenal. It was dope. Thank you so much.
Hey, you're much welcome. You know, inspiration comes from a beautiful place on this night. Just saying. Thank you, love.
Thank you.
Brother, that was genius. That was genius. I love the metaphors. I felt it. I was feeling all of it, and I understood exactly what you meant. Brilliant.
Hey, I'm sorry. I made you laugh. I didn't mean to laugh.
Listen, man, I'm being serious here, brother. Yes, that was brilliantly done. Brilliantly done.
I want to say is that was really sassy.
Ooh. There she goes. That's my sister right there. She understands me. I'm sorry.
It takes one sappy to know a sappy.
Yeah, that was funny. Okay. I meant to say that about your piece. Did I say that? I meant to say that about your piece. Okay, you got me this time. You got my face hurting, too. Hey, well, thank you. I wanted to perform something sappy for T. LaShelle, though. I wanted to actually perform for her. And so thank you. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, my brother.
Absolutely, my brother. Thank you for blessing our mic tonight, King.
Hey, much love, man. Much love.
Much love.
And you're welcome.
I get the feeling.
I was just saying that was for real, the poet. No, I was coming to you next. I was actually coming to you next.
Oh, okay. Oh, all I was going to say was that was for real, the poet, the CEO of Epiphany Radio. I also wanted to announce that we will be going into overtime. Yes. So if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, you better hurry up and call in. That call-in number is 6461 because you don't want to miss this next poet that we got coming in. Oh, you don't want to miss us.
Man. She's beasting. She's a force all by herself.
Yeah. although we had to victimize her last time she was here.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that with her as well. We'll get into all that. We'll get into all that. Okay, First Lady, what's next?
Oh, well, why don't we just go ahead and bring her on in?
We're going to bring her on in?
Why don't we talk about it? What's the song to bring, Miss?
All right, but we gotta, we gotta let the people know that who we are.
Okay, you go right ahead.
I'll go handle your business. My bad.
You got it. I'm sorry, I'm stepping back because I was just filling in for a hot second. Go ahead, I'm done.
Because I'm saying I get out the way if y'all just want to do y'all little lady night thing.
Go right ahead, sir.
God is love. What you think?
She said she'll be back. That's why I stepped in.
Okay. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to talk to you about our next guest that we do have coming in. She goes by the poet, the pen name of Tigress. A lot of you may know her as April Crenshaw, who was born and raised in Syracuse, New York. And she recently relocated to Atlanta, Georgia. Like I said, her artist name is Tigress, a.k.a. Tigress Beast, a.k.a. Undaunted Queen. Her musical influence, primarily artists from old school R&B, hip-hop, pop, and rock. She's a fan of a wide range of musical genres, poets, and the arts in general. She especially has a love for R&B duets and old school hip-hop. Her love for writing and music was the start of her becoming a poet and spoken word artist. She's always been a writer, and she actually loves to draw. She started recording her poetry with music in 2012 with encouragement of friends and her mentor, Charles Beast King Wilson, which was a big step for her and in her life and allowed her to grow as an artist and expose her talents. She has done many collaborations with many diverse artists in poetry over the years. Her poetry writing ranges from inspirational, sensual, and erotic. Her writings are unique, and she loves to express different feelings and emotions in her written pieces and recordings. She is a writer, producer, and digital artist. She has a CD called Tigress Unleashed that was released in 2014, and production was assisted by Blaze Ocasio. Her latest single is called Ecstasy, and the track can be found on Bandcamp. Currently, she is working on some new writings and recording projects, and she is looking forward to collaborating with more music artists. She also has a marketing network called Word of Mouth and an internet broadcast called Tigress 315 Radio. You can find her at social media under her name and her artist name. And then she has a website here as well, undauntedqueen1.wixsite.com/Tigress Beast. Ladies and gentlemen, please allow Jeff Mike to introduce April Tigress Crenshaw. In the building. Do we got her in the building?
Hello.
Tigress. Yo.
Hello.
What's up? What's going on?
I think it's only befitting if we allow the host of this show to get his 3 minutes in of fame like we did on this TV show.
Is this guy here again? Is this guy here again? Is he still hanging around?
He's still hanging around.
What does this guy want, man? Bring him in.
I don't know. Arthur Hezzy.
He just wanted it.
Arthur Hezzy.
Now he's pulling a Gina Storm, yeah. Are you on mute, brother?
Hey,
Miss Crenshaw, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm good. I want to apologize. See, this group right here, they have no home training. They just go off. So, I just wanted to apologize myself.
Okay.
So, how are you doing tonight?
I'm all right. I'm ready.
You're not tired, are you?
I'm a little bit,
but I know you is.
But I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, I want you to enjoy the show.
I got some energy left for y'all. I got some energy to give y'all.
That's a little bit. You don't need much for the office, Lance. That's a little bit. You can sit back, drink you some wine, but don't drink too much after work because you might fall asleep and miss the whole show.
Yeah.
don't listen to that. You drink as much wine as you need because I'm going to smoke as much weed as I need to smoke. So you don't listen to that. Don't deprive yourself.
But I'm so glad you came on the show, and I just wanted to come and greet you myself.
Thank you.
Enjoy yourself and have a blast. Now, if you get to talking too much, don't come in my inbox to lay me out. That's, I apologize in advance.
So Tigress, this is what's going on here. I'm going to tell you what's going on here. He's trying to soften the blow of you what the way you're going to get at him for leaving you in our hands. Like, we're the short yellow bus kids. Good to Mike. That's that network. And we are, we understand that. That's the scary part.
And we the rejects. My co-host and me, we the rejects.
I mean, all of us. We just
no, y'all the brats.
Right? Yeah, like
yeah, the brats.
Like, yeah, like I'm the one. I think as my queen would say, I got like all these personalities. I don't like her messing with them because they don't bother her. She's the one who's bipolar, right? So we got me and her, right? And then we got Hezzy. Now, Hezzy, they haven't made up they haven't diagnosed what his problem is yet. Like, they're that's not on Earth yet.
He has a tapeworm.
A tapeworm? I feel like it too, but I can eat all day, no game.
Tapeworm.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm hungry now. What's on the menu?
And it only go to his ears. Nowhere else. So basically what I was trying to say before I cut him off is he's trying to soften the blow of how you're going to get at him for leaving you in our hands. You already know how I am, so that's no surprise to you. But the rest of us, like, you know how the first lady is, but, like, we're a bunch of misfits over here. So, you hopefully you'll have all your senses by the time. And T. Lachelle, she's still in the building, too. T. Lachelle missing a couple of pieces of bread for her picnic, too. Her picnic don't have all the ingredients that, you know, you would need for a picnic either. So.
What do you mean? She's the ADHD child. She's the ADHD child.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
the one that steps all over the place, ADHD, yeah. Mm-hmm. What do y'all mean?
Wow. Her elevator, listen, her elevator doesn't quite go, like, you know, where all the way up there, you know.
Y'all trying to make it seem like I'm low-key retarded. I ain't taking that.
I'm just saying, we all have problems here. That's first and foremost. We all got issues here. So with that, welcome to the Drift of Mike Network. I know myself that Tigress is a dynamic host on Majestic Inc. Radio. If you please tell the people more about that show. Let's start there.
Okay, so the network is Tigress C15 Radio. So Majestic Inc. is one of the shows on the network. And hosting with me on that show is Denim. We started that show a little over a year ago. I previously already had a poetry show when my network was originally Honey Drip Radio, which I started in 2013. So I renamed it about 3-4 years ago, I think, and just kind of revamped everything. And so I just don't do poetry shows. I do interviews with music artists, and we have some other shows going on, some music shows that Venom is hosting, some of the music shows, and I'll be doing some music shows too. So we just have like a variety of things going on over there.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Now, before I have her spit, did any of you ladies have any questions or comments for Tigress?
No, ma'am. I'm ready. I'm ready to hear the. I'm ready to hear the spit.
progress. You know where you at. And I must say, I'm very proud to say myself and my queen had the honor of breaking this poor thing in. We tried to let her go, y'all. We tried to give her a pass. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know how the cop come and they're like, we're going to let you off with a warning.
Yeah.
And then somebody say something. And then somebody say something like, you know, like somebody that's with you say something they didn't even have to say or whatever. But like you just going to let me off with a warning? Like, so I'm not going to get a ticket for the gun. You know what I'm saying? They'll say something like that.
Right.
You know, that's what she did to herself. And
they stripped me. They came from both sides. I didn't know what happened. Like, what?
Yeah, we had to get her. We had to. Ladies, you want to go? So we're going to have to go ahead and spit. Then we'll come with the questions.
However you want to do it.
Now, speak up now, because the minute I try to run something myself, y'all going to jump all down up on me. People have heard y'all now. It's too late. Y'all can't take that back. They've heard y'all.
Don't do that.
I was behind the scenes.
Go ahead.
What?
You
said you
wanted
to
say something.
No. I said behind the scene. I didn't say nothing about
you
singing.
Okay, before I step aside and let Tigress go ahead with her interview, Tigress, can you grace this mic by dripping for us tonight?
I sure can.
Thank you.
All right. So y'all asked for it. I think I'm going to just jump right in with this piece.
Did it.
The side effects can be unreal, but the way it makes him feel, tonight he will find out I'm the real blue pill. When I drop that sex appeal, then he gives me that whipple pill. It's about to get real. You got me tripping, doing things I never thought I would do, stretched out in positions I didn't even know my body could do. I don't know if it's because of the hue of the color blue that's seeping through, but you think you got me thinking about some nasty things I want to do to you. The side effects can be complex. The night sweat, the gagging reflex. My body is warm, and I'm feeling quite a rush. It's going straight to the head. I want to feel you inflate as you slide into my pearly gates. I'm trying to hold it in, but I can't wait. No time for intermission. Bring the lips here. I want to keep on kissing. Let your pole continue, that deep pussy fishing. This is getting intense. It's been in a while since my ass bounced like this. That clapback is making my vaginal muscle contract. With each bounce and dip, my lips grasp as you hold me with that sumo muscle grip. You thought that the pill was just gonna affect you? Oh no, I'm ready for round two for that play session. That was just a warm-up, boo. That was just a snack. I'm ready for the appetizer. I know you wasn't ready for that. Time for a taste. I'll say it once, undress. That bone is still erect. Sit down. I'll show you the real blue pill effect. See, you don't need to be popping these pills. Let me show you how. I got the name Dick T on my knees, allowing you to rain on me with your seeds. I told you I aim to please. I'm ready for the main rail, the main meal. I might be a little aggressive. I might even yell out some love confession during this hot love session. Sitting on that bone like I'm the queen on the throne. You groan, I moan. As we almost erupt, I told you I know how to make you have continuous nuts. You're going to learn about the blue pills. All you need is me. And that's that trick.
Woo! I like that. I could relate.
That
you grown, I'm on.
And yo, like the wordplay in that was so ill. That wordplay was sick. And you know me, you know I love wordplay. You know, I'm a big wordplay person.
Mm-hmm.
That wordplay was on point. You described it, you painted the picture, and you would get it with all in a wordplay scheme that wasn't sloppy. I hear some people like they try to use wordplay, but sometimes it don't fit. Like it was none of that in there. It was like all of your wordplay was on point, and that was a dope piece. That was a dope piece.
Super dope.
Mm-hmm. I need that in writing.
Nope,
that one is going to be on one of my next recordings. The Ecstasy was my last recording, but this one I think I want to record it too.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So my question is this. Can you tell the poets that are here, can you tell them about the show idea that you guys, that we kind of all came up with, excuse me, that we kind of all came up with. On the show Saturday night, and tell them what we're doing on your show this Saturday.
This Saturday, we have an open mic. So, you know, the platform, even from when I originally started, you know, I wanted to have the open mic for poets to just come and be themselves. You know, none of the drama, you know, really
no,
try to stay away from that.
The theme that, yeah, remember what Venom was saying Saturday night as far as the theme.
Oh, you're talking about Oprah this Saturday. Well, he said to bring, if you have Halloween pieces, to bring your Halloween pieces this week.
Yeah, or
but, I mean,
dark.
You can bring
yeah.
whatever you want, yeah, because that piece you did, yeah. Yeah, so if you have Halloween pieces, dark pieces, anything like that on the show, bring that this Saturday.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun show because that's the night before Halloween. I think you said is that right?
Yep, it's the 30th. Yep.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a dark show, like you know, dark piece show. So this is an opportunity for you to stretch your pen. You know what I mean? So it's fun. It's fun. I did a piece that I did. Tila Shell, I think you might have heard about. I did a piece that I did a Halloween piece. That I did from I think like a year or two ago, and so we're gonna try to keep on with that same theme again. If it can't be like Halloween focused or like scary, it could be just dark, you know, or it could be just something that's just in your heart, you know what I mean? So, or at the end of the day, just open mic, period, and that's
it's really just open mic, but you know we just. You know, for people not going out on Halloween or calling, they can bring those pieces.
Yeah. Okay. So now, getting back to you. So, let me ask you real quick. What was the spark of your pen? Like, what got you there?
What was the spark?
Yeah. What started you to writing and made you keep at it, if you can.
I've been writing since I was younger in high school, but at that point, though, when I used to write, I would never show people. It was just like I had my own little journal, so nobody really knew that I wrote, but people knew I was into art and music. So I just, it was something I just kept to myself, but I'm always been a person who just writes things down. So, I mean, I started doing that at an early age, and I didn't really start sharing it until, like, 2012.
That's funny. I get that from a few of us poets, me and particularly myself. I mean, it was before 2012, but I had wrote for years before I ever really let another person hear something that I wrote. So it's funny how that I think that that's something that a lot of us poets do share is that, I mean, us true poets that just generally have a love for it. I like to say that we live in poetry. Our lives is in poetry because, you know, we write based on our life experiences. And I think if you started just for the true love of writing, you know, it was something that you weren't sharing at first. It was just something that was therapeutic or relaxing or just something that you wanted mm-hmm. to do for yourself. And because we as poets or even writers for that matter, authors, all of that, we see life in it's not like we have to like falsely make life poetry. We actually see life as poetry, our poetry. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that we all share. And so I hear that from a lot of artists that they didn't start sharing their poetry till recently. And that's funny. That's funny how I hear that. Do anybody agree with that or disagree?
I agree.
I agree, definitely.
I agree. My question for you before we bring in these other people is if you could describe yourself in one word only, what would that word be?
Unique.
You said unique?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm. Okay. All right, so who do we have on the line? We want to go to some callers and get some caller questions out the way, or what'd you say?
But of course.
All right. First lady, who we got up?
KRS-1.
She's back in the building. Gina Storm, y'all.
There we go.
Yeah, you
got
your phone. I'm
trying my best.
I saved you. I knew it wasn't gonna happen. I saved you. That's why I told her to stop. I told her to stop. Don't even do that. What she was about to do. Stop that right there. Or she never fails.
Oh my God, I have so many questions, so I'm going to do one question in particular. I don't think anybody else would even have the presence of mind to ask, but my question for Tigress is this. For as long as I've known her, she was Team Hungry. I'd like to know, in her opinion, who was her biggest poetic influence over the years? And we're just going to say, other than King Kaju.
So you said other than King Kaju. He was like...
Mm-hmm. Do we both know?
Right. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Let's see. Dang, he was like the most influential person in my life.
So I didn't want to make it easy. That's why I asked it that way.
I know. You didn't. I'm trying to think. Well, actually, I could say one of my friends that actually, he was one of the reasons why I decided to start sharing before I got, met with King Kaiju before we wrote, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend named DeMarco that when I first started posting my poems, I started posting little poems, and he kind of like stopped me in my track from posting. He was like, what are you doing? He said, you need to be working on a book. He said, you need to stop posting your stuff on here. You need to be doing something else with it. And he really just pushed me to start getting out there. And mm-hmm. once I did that, that's when I started connecting with people. And that's when I started my network. That just kind of pushed me out there to start doing some of the things that I wanted to do. So I would say that he was probably one of the major influences in my life, to get me started. Because, sometimes it just takes one person just to push you a little bit. And he did. He just really, mm-hmm. and he stayed on me till I started. He really did. He stayed on. He was like, when you do your first book, he said, I want you to send me one signed. And he was like, I just really want to see you get yourself out there. So he really pushed me.
Yes, indeed.
We all need a supporter and encourager. It's just a necessity. I think that as a community, so many of us think that we're just going through our journeys and our struggles solitary, and that when we get a piece from our heart, our soul, or our spirit, we're sharing a part of us and being transparent because we need to vent, and this is therapy. But for the people who connect with other people who do the same thing they do, that's when we become a community. So I salute that, and I'm so glad that you were encouraged. Do what you do for all of us. And
me. I'm grateful to him for just opening his mouth and telling me, like, just do it. Like, what are you doing? And I really, really made it really open my eyes.
Look, he told you to get your life without hurting your feelings. I like that.
He did. He was very blunt. He really was. Sometimes it feels like it's